Guest analyst this afternoon, RCM Ag Services market analyst Steve Wagner. Steve, kind of a two-sided market here today. What was going on?
Well, sounds a little strange, Randy, but I would call it a turnaround Tuesday. This has been a market that's had really strong interest, and with Monday's holiday, they came in Tuesday morning raring to go. They bought, but we clicked into higher levels, broke above that $5 March corn, and consequently, you know, when you do that, you do tend to take a step back. And so without fund buying, without fund aggressive ownership, we caught our breath. And it wasn't just corn, obviously. The wheat market took it on the chin. And remember, last week when wheat was rallying like a racehorse, the biggest reason, or at least one of the biggest reasons I could find, was the reality that the cold weather might be damaging that winter wheat. Well, guess what? It's not cold starting next week.
And again, too, snow cover over that. And winter wheat, it's got nine lives, so you got to kill that several times before anything ever happens.
That's right. You got to kill it four or five times. So this just happened to be the first one that I could come up with. And honestly, I think that's what we're looking at is a market right now that is predominantly driven by the money. Producers are reluctant sellers. We are getting to the level. I think that 480 December corn brings out interest from the producer. I think 525 December corn or July corn brings out interest from the producer. But the reality is most producers have been selling and so are reluctant to go all in at this point.
What happened over in the livestock side?
Boy, the livestock was a little bit surprising in that, you know, we do have weaker cash, but the flip side to that is cash is 202 to 204, and February futures, even up nicely today, still puts us at a 197.75. So we've got to get that ship right, and we're close. It's not that big a deal, but I don't think it reflects anything more than aligning futures with cash.
Okay, and then the lean hog market, that suffered again today too.
Yeah, that's a market that is again a seasonal. February is not known for meats, and we've got a couple of weeks, you know, what are we, 2 weeks away, a little more maybe from Lent, and so then you're 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away from Easter. So demand will start to pick up here once we get into mid-March for pork, but I really struggle to see where there's anything big or beneficial coming out of the meat market for the next couple weeks.
Anything else we need to be aware of here, Steve?
No, I think it's a very quiet time of year. The February 27th Outlook report is where the market is going to train their interest. That'll tell us the first inkling as to what the producer is going to grow this coming season, and then prospective plantings in the end of March. So we got a lot of time in between reports going forward.
RCM Ag Services market analyst Steve Wagner.